Isatard's approach to multiple case studies has a very structured way of presenting evidence. Let's take a look at how Isatard presents evidence in her research. We'll take a look at the proposition one of this paper, Isatard and Burgos, 1988. The proposition is that the greater the centralization of power to a chief executive, the greater use of politics within top management team. So this is just one proposition, but it's the most important proposition in the paper. And the paper also contained many other propositions about how power and centralization of politics influence performance. But let's take a look at simply this power centralization of politics. So first, how do you present qualitative evidence? There are basically three different levels on which you can present evidence. When a beginner or qualitative researcher enters the field, we quite often see this kind of reporting. So interviews were done, I conclude that something happens. And this kind of reporting basically relies on the competence of the researcher. So the claim is valid because you claim that you are a good researcher. And that's not a very good way of presenting evidence or making claims. So just saying that you went to the company and interviewed people and then saying that based on those interviews, you came to the conclusion that power was centralized, how would we know that you made the right conclusion? So researchers' opinion, even if it's based on analysis, is not the ideal way of presenting evidence. So that's not really a good way. The second way is presenting the informants' opinions or informants' reporting as results. So you might go to a company, interview the CEO, and ask the CEO if power is centralized. The CEO says yes, and then you report that the power is centralized because the CEO said so. And this is simply the same as the one before, but instead of reporting your own opinion, you report somebody else's opinion. How do we know that the CEO is actually correct? We really don't. So that's not an ideal approach either. The better approach is to present evidence. So what exactly did the interviewee say? And when we have multiple interviewees that describe things that are associated with power centralization, then we can show that, okay, so this is what the informants told us, and that allowed us to come up with the conclusion that the power must be centralized. And this is the ideal approach for presenting evidence because it allows your reader to also do the analysis themselves. So would the reader, based on hearing what you heard, make the same conclusion? And that gives the reader the chance to form their own opinion of whether you analyze the data correctly. This is called transparency of reporting, and it is very important in qualitative research because qualitative research is more subjective than quantitative research. Let's take a look at another important principle, triangulation. So quite often, you see something like that. So one executive told us that Jeff runs the show, Jeff is like God, and so on, and this is not a democracy. So this is what the informants told us. But simply, what the informants told us is often not sufficient. So we want to come up with other sources of evidence as well. So we might add some quantitative data. So for example, we have a survey, a form that the informants complete, that measures power centralization with some kind of scale, and we have high scores for this organization. We might also have an objective fact from, for example, meeting minutes that the CEO was the decision maker in multiple different functional areas. So based on these different sources of information, quantitative data, information from the minutes of who makes decisions, and then how the people in the organization perceive things, we can conclude that power is centralized to the CEO, Jeff, here. So multiple sources using different measures, and this is actually what the paper reports. So they report that anecdotes from interviews corroborated the quantitative data. Then what you need to do is demonstrate association. Isatard's approach uses tables for this purpose. So what she does is that she tabulates different evidence of power centralization. So we have different aspects, different things that we could observe if power is centralized. We have CEO description, CEO power score, CEO power distance, CEO dominated function, decision styles, and then examples of how people explain the CEO's power or use of power. Then we infer that power is centralized in the first four cases and power is not centralized in the last four cases. So we quantify the qualitative evidence and we also combine it with some quantitative data. So these forming these tables is one of the first steps when you start writing the results section when you apply Eisenhardt's approach to multiple case studies. Then you need to code another construct. So this is the use of politics. And in this article, Eisenhardt coded these different tactics of different politic tactics and whether they found evidence of these tactics within the cases. And if there were more of these tactics applied, then the use of power of politics was more common than if there were just a few of these tactics applied. And we can see that politics is practiced in these organizations, these three, four, then three first. The fourth is kind of like maybe. The fifth is kind of like maybe as well. And then these final three are no. We can see here that there's a clear association that where politics is practiced, power is also centralized. So there's clear evidence of association, but how do we then claim that this association is actually a causal relationship? We do so by explaining the causal process. And they explain the causal process here. So they show first say that there is evidence of politics in table three, and then they start to analyze why was politics applied. They found a couple of facts from the data. So executives view politics as beneficial to have power over CEO. So executives view that politics were useful. Executives are also frustrated with the CEO because the CEO had power centralized to him and the executives felt that they did not have enough power themselves. And finally, politics were seen as necessary to getting things done and getting things decided even if the CEO wanted to decide otherwise. So we have these facts. Executives view politics as beneficial, executives are frustrated with the CEO, and politics were seen as necessary to get things done. Based on these facts and the association, we then write a theory which could say that the centralization of power to the CEO causes frustration in other executives because the executives feels that they cannot influence decisions in the normal way, they feel that the politics are the only alternative. By this way, centralization of power to CEO causes other executives to use politics. So this is an explanation of why the other CEOs use politics and why the CEO power was the trigger for the use of politics. And this is basically how the proposition one is justified in the paper.